Blog Talk Radio.
X by Maxwell. Welcome to Word Sexy Radio, and I'm your host, Red Snapper, and here we are doing our thing like we always do every Monday. And we're going to have some special guests on the show, and we're going to be doing some things. But let me go ahead and just get some admin things out of the way. As you know, next April we're going to be doing the first annual Word Sexy Radio Erotic Fiction and Poetry Festival. Is going to be right here in Kansas City. It's going to be April 21st through the 23rd, and we'll be doing our thing, and we'll be having people come in and selling their books, and we'll be doing some crazy things and just having a good time and getting our work out and our, you know, just fellowshipping with those who write erotica. And if you're not an erotic writer, you don't have to you can still come and sell your books and do your thing. It's open to everyone. It's just that the main theme was erotica. So we'll be doing that and asking those as we keep going, getting closer to that time frame, to be able to let you know what's going on. Also, we're going to be doing some, I have a big announcement I'm going to do later on, I'm going to speak on. But while we're waiting, we're going to go ahead and see if our guest is here. And I think the area code 305, state your name, where you're calling from.
This is Blossom.
How are you?
And I'm calling. I'm doing fine, and you?
I'm doing just great. So welcome to the show. So
thank you.
Tell us a little bit about you, Miss Blossom. We've heard some things, but let the audience know who you are and how you got into writing and everything.
Okay, as you know, my name is Blossom. I still have the 305 number. I moved here from North Miami, but I resigned now in Tuscaloosa, Alabama. I'm the author of three books. Two of them are called From Under a Bridge, and the third one is called And They Laugh. What got me into writing was telling my life story. I was on crack cocaine for 19 years, but by the grace of God, I have 12 years clean. So that's what From Under a Bridge is, because 12 years ago, I used to live under a bridge in the backseat of my car. Book one tells you what led me to smoking crack cocaine, being molested. And then book two, it tells you how I've been to prison, mental institution, jail, rehab after rehab. Book number three is called And They Laughed, you know, because I had a lot of people that laughed at me, said I wouldn't amount to nothing, but God said not so. So if you ever look at my Facebook page, I have dreads. So my dreads represent my clean time. So that means I haven't smoked no crack, drunk no beer, or combed my hair in 12 years. So that's what got me to write and telling my life story.
And on your Facebook page, is it under Blossom?
Blossom Rogers. Yeah, that's my birth name. Blossom is my birth name. A lot of people say, are you serious? I say, yeah, that's my birth name. So if just look me up, ask me to be friends. But I just don't like anybody just putting anything on my Facebook page. If you're not going to be serious, I'd rather for you not to even try to contact, because my ministry is very important to me, so I don't have time for games.
Okay. All right. Well, that's good. Understood. So how did you so you went through all these things, and, of course, you had help from above, I'm assuming, that got you to this point. So
yeah.
Can you kind of explain a little bit how you got there without giving, you know, without not really telling the whole story, because we want people to buy your books? But
yeah,
kind of give them.
Well, like I said, just give me a little taste of everything. Book one, it tells you the early parts of my childhood. I started drinking at the age of five because I had wingworms, and my great grandmother was taught if a child had wingworms, you give them beer. So that's my first age I remember taking a drink. It was Colt 45. I was raised by my great-grandmother. Then I went to live with my mother at the age of 8 or 9. And I think my very first time encountering the molestation was I was about 4 or 5 years old. My great-grandmother had some boarders, and I remember a guy asking me to do something that a grown-up should have been asking a child. And then I ended up going to live with my mother, and I want everybody to know that I went through the molestation, but God taught me how to forgive. It was my stepfather. I still call him Dad because that's who raised me, but it took God to teach me how to forgive. I went to school. I was a cheerleader. I was in a band. I was in concerts. I was I did things, but I still had a void because my childhood had been snatched from me. Also, in the book, it tells you about my first time getting pregnant at a young age. I got pregnant on purpose, you know, because I thought the guy was going to take me away from my molestation. I just want my listeners to know that, you know, only one that can help us and save us is God, but I didn't know all that at the time. Also, in book one, it tells you how I got married at an early age. Instead of getting my diploma, I walked down the aisle and got married. My first husband was in the military. At the age of 23, I had I had three kids already. I let everybody know that I was an unfit mother. I maybe didn't sexually or physically abuse them, but mentally I put them through a lot. In book one, I also, because how I got on crack was being was with a guy that was already on crack. And we all know we can't change anybody. The only one we can do is change ourselves. And so I made him teach me how to smoke crack because I wanted to fit into his world, because I was always a people pleaser. Once I got on crack, I tell a lot of people it was just, I just got wide open. It was off to the races. In book two, it tells you how I just spiraled way out there. I just didn't care no more. I had then got on crack real bad. My habit had then became $500 to $600 a day. That's no joke. That's how much of crack I could smoke. Probably could smoke more if I got more. I went to prison. My prison number is 589931. I have a number for the rest of my life. It's just not a functional number. God also had to help me. He delivered me from homosexual spirit because I had been beat by so many men, and you know, being molested, I thought going with a woman was better. I also was delivered where I had a man to leave me for another man. I was on crack so bad out there that if the dope boy would have told me to sleep with an animal, I would have slept with an animal. And I just want everybody to know that we don't grow up saying we want to be a crackhead or an alcoholic. It's something that we went through. It's just like living in the most prettiest house on the block. But every time you pull up to your driveway, you always use branches and the leaves, and it makes the house look so ugly. But until you get to the root of that tree, and mine was being molested because I used to couldn't talk about it. But we have to be careful who we bring around our kids. Watch the behavior of your children. If they're covering themselves up or their grades dropped, it's just don't brush it up under the rug. Stop and take time and listen. I'm not saying that all kids they'll tell the truth about it. I'm not saying that, because you have had some kids that made accusations against people that wasn't true. But you just have to really just be discerning of stuff, because the times are not like how it was when I was coming up. And so, like I said, I just want to tell my story to let people know that if God delivered me from under a bridge, and I literally lived under a bridge in the backseat of my car, which was a 1993 Dynasty, when I didn't have money for a motel or I couldn't find nobody to trick with, I would pull my car up under the bridge and get in the back seat and go to sleep. So this my life story is not to hurt anybody when the books came out. It's just to help somebody, because somebody's gone through what I've been through. And I just want to let people know, if God delivered me, he can deliver anybody. So that's the books from Under a Bridge 1 and 2.
All right. So, and the third one, you said that they were laughing at you because they thought you wouldn't amount to
anything. Yeah. Yeah, the third one is called And They Laugh. That's been out.
So is
about
this one basically?
Go ahead.
No, what I was going to ask was, is this after the results of what they've seen you come out of in the first two books? Is it like people then they started laughing and saying, okay, so they laughed at you and thinking we're just going through something temporarily? Because a lot of times people think that when a lot of people get incarcerated, that they get a temporary jailhouse religion or whatever, and then when they come out, they expect you to go back, and or some do go back into that. So is this kind of some of the things?
And I did.
Yeah, go ahead.
Yeah, I did all that. Got into the church. And like I said, I let a lot of people know, unless the person wants to get clean and sober for themselves, we're not going to do it. Because I try to do it for church, I try to do it for my kids, I try to do it for my family. But these 12 years, I've been doing it for God and myself, because I like living. You know, like I said, for 19 years, I told it that secret. It wasn't my secret, it was his secret. So, you know, we have to be trained. All our mind has to be trained all over again. Now, with the book number three, And They Laugh, I thought I was going to die a crackhead, and I had accepted that because so many people told me I wouldn't amount to nothing. So we had to be careful of the things that we allow people to speak into our spirit, or what we speak to ourselves, because I really thought I was going, and I just had just gave up. But it was one night I was sitting in a crack house in Daytona because, like I said, I'm originally from Florida. And I was sitting in the crack house and I had the crack there in front of me, but I had a piece of paper and a pencil in my purse. I just started writing God a letter. And I was, you know, you got to be sick and tired of being sick and tired. I hadn't been to so many treatment facilities. I hadn't been in jail so many times. I hadn't been up under that bridge so many times. I was just tired. And I wanted to change, you know, and I knew the Lord, but I backslid. And I remember just sitting there writing him a letter, and I remember taking another hit of crack. And a lot of people said, you didn't throw your crack away? I was like, no, I wasn't going to throw my crack away, because I just knew in my spirit that this was going to be the last time. So I was take another hit, and I would write God another, or write some more, take another hit. In the young lady's house that I was in that night, I remember when she brought me another piece of crack in there, I remember saying to her, this will be the last time you see me getting high. And I remember she laughed, you know. I remember a lot of them laughing in that dope hole, you know. But I was determined I wanted something different, you know, because I hadn't tasted being clean and sober, and it felt good. A lot of us, we don't want to go through the hurt, but we got to go through the hurt in order to get to the other side. And I remember writing a couple more lines, and I put the letter in my purse, and I put it on my shoulder, and I walked out of that crack house. It's been 12 years, so I checked myself into a mental hospital, and I told him, I said, don't let me go until you find me a place to go. And that's what it did. The lady, she came, the nurse that was doing the intake, she was gone about 30 minutes. And when she came back, she said, Blossom, are you willing to relocate? And I said, yeah. I said, because I'm tired. And I just remember breaking down crying because I was in a relationship with the guy that I had left. And to this day, I'm sitting here and I'm clean and sober. I don't have HIV or AIDS. And he never told me that he was sick. Unfortunately, he died 7 years ago due to complications. You know, I have a lot of people that tell me your immune system was so strong. No, that was God who covered me because we never had safe sex. And I was just sick and tired of being sick and tired. I wanted to change. And like I said, you know, once I got to the hospital, she went and made a phone call and she came back. And God bless it, they had a treatment facility down in Miami. So that's where God sent me, to Miami, where everything is. But I knew if I went down to Miami and played the games I did in Daytona Beach, Florida, that they would kill me down there. I've got some friends that were able to get clean and sober in our hometown, but I wasn't one of them. So once I got to Miami, I never went back to the people, places, and things. And if you want to change, you got to change some things. If you don't, if you still stay and do the same thing, you're going to get the same results. Once I got through with treatment, I stayed down in Miami. I went through inpatient, then I did outpatient, you know, was living in their apartments there. And then God bless me, I was able to go back to school and I got my diploma and then I started college. So now I'm a certified medical assistant. I lived down in Miami for 4 years and then I met my second husband and we moved here to Alabama. So I've been here in Alabama 9 years this September. I want everybody to know, even though I haven't smoked any crack, I'm clean and sober, you're still going to have your life problems. You know, you're still going to have rent, you're still going to have car payment, you're still going to have this. But today, like I said, God has taught me when I have problems, I don't have to go get high, because if a bird got hit, I went and got high. Since I've been clean and sober, I went through a divorce due to other women. I've just went through a foreclosure on the house. I lost my car. But as long as I don't pick up no crack or no alcohol, I'm doing just fine. So God's blessed me with where I went back to school and got certified as a drug counselor. So, you know, street-wise and knowledge-wise, it's good to have. So I'm in the process now. The book, like I said, the books have been out for 6 years. And God's blessed me with Habitat. They've given me some land. So I have my building permit, my blueprints. I've been approved by God in the city. So we're in the process now of building a home for women that want to stay clean and sober. I've been a nonprofit organization since 2012. And the name of the house will be From Under a Bridge, Safe Haven Home for Women. Because if we don't have a safe place to go, we'll go back to the people, places, and things. This will be a 6 months to a year transitional housing, where they'll be transitioning from jails, prisons, other rehabs, you know, and just letting them know that we can change, but you got to want it. In the process, God has blessed me where the books are being written into a screenplay, eventually film. You know, I've gotten a film offer. And then God just blessed me in January with my own TV talk show, The Blossom Show. And then Friday, I was on a radio show Friday, and God opened the door. So I'll have my own radio talk show starting this Sunday, and it's called From Under Bridge Radio Talk Show. So, like I said, within the 12 years, I've had my ups and downs, but it's all because of God and His grace and His mercy. So that's Blossom.
All right. Well, we appreciate you coming on the show and telling us all about you. I'm trying to think if I had a question for you, but you kind of answered a whole bunch of things that I had questions on as you were talking. So I'm just trying to think, because like you hit a lot of things. So and you said you go out and do speaking engagements and all that stuff to go to jails and talk to people and stuff?
Well, you know, it's something funny about that, because every time I've tried to fill out applications to go back into the jail, they deny me. I don't know what that problem is, but God has still opened up other doors where I just was in Atlanta 3 weeks ago, and I just filmed a show with Dr. Clifford Dollar, so that'll be showing in another 2 months. And then been on TBN a couple of times, and I got a talk show coming up in Florida, in Tallahassee, in 2 weeks. So God bless me. I am a motivational speaker. I'm a minister of recovery because, like I said, it's so many people that I help on the streets that they want to change. They but, you know, if they don't see somebody that came from the street, you know, they're not going to want to believe it. So that's my ministry, to help the people that are still out here in the traps, let them know that if He cleaned me up, He can clean anybody up. God bless me. I've done had a lot of, 15 books finally. So, like I said, the books have done and are doing real good. And like I said, that's where I lived at, under a bridge, in the backseat of my car.
Right. Well, you have an awesome story, and it sounds like you're being used to help others that have the same conditions that you have been in. So I'm sure you'll be able to help them out and everything. So do you have, like, a website or something if people wanted to donate to your cause or anything?
Yeah. My email address is BLOS2White, WHITE, at yahoo.com. You can also hit me up on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. My phone number is 305-753-8164, and my website is blossomrogers.weebly.com. And like I said, if you ever need anyone to come and speak to at programs, I love traveling, and that's my dream, is to go around the world and tell my story. Like I said, the house, it's a 3-bedroom, 2 full baths, wash and dry air. We'll be able to house 6 women. This will be the first of many houses. And like I said, any kind of donations or any just saying hello is a blessing.
All right, well, thank you for coming on and sharing your story. And like I said,
if you've heard
Miss Blossom, and not a problem. And if you want to help her out, you've heard the information, so you may go out there and link up with her and help her out with her cause.
Amen. And the books can be found at Barnes & Noble or on Amazon.
Okay, so do you have the books like in actual outlet stores, or is it just online? Or
They got them here in the store here in Tuscaloosa, but everybody else has been going online and ordering them. And it doesn't, I think it's get them like within 5 days. Yeah. So they've been, like I said, they've been doing real good.
Okay.
And soon the movie will be coming out, so the best is yet to come.
So when is that scheduled? Have you been talking about that, or?
Yes, we've been talking, but there's so much I can speak about, you know, due to the contract. But I'm pleased with what's going on. Yeah, I'm very pleased. 2017 is
so will it be
good.
Will it be on the big screen, or will it be Lifetime or something like that? Or
see, they work in, like, both ways. So, like I said, I wish I could tell you, but I'm telling you, you won't be sorry at all. You will not be
sorry.
Yeah,
I understand.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So, like I said, I'm just excited, and I just thank God that He's using me, you know, and that everything I went through wasn't in vain.
Okay. Well, we thank you for coming on the show, and you're always welcome to come back whenever you have any more projects or anything. And you were, do you know Miss Cotton?
I met her on Facebook, and just as sweet as she want to be, and I want to shout out to her, thank her for allowing me to come on and just, you know, share my testimony and sharing this platform. And thank you for for the interview. Thank you.
Not a problem. We thank you very much. So, you know, you take care, and we'll definitely keep up with you. And can you tell the people one more time how they can get in contact, your website and all that stuff, just one more time?
Okay. You can look me up on Facebook, Blossom Rogers. My phone number is 305-753-8164. Website is blossomrogers.weebly.com. And my email address is blos2white@yahoo.com.
All right. All right. Well, we thank you very much. And we hope that all the things and all the endeavors of things that you have coming forth for you, that you do them, and that you go forth and help all those that need to be helped.
Thank you, sweetie. Y'all be blessed.
All righty. All right. So we had Miss Blossom Rogers on the line, and she is out helping ladies and women, those who've been through the situations that she's been through. So we'll keep it going. Right now we're going to play some more music, and then we'll come right back after this.
Street. She looked warm. That's right, babe. That's right, babe. Yeah. That's right, babe. That's right, babe. That's right, babe.
glory. The sex doesn't get any better, make it long, let it be all night. I know, I make it hard to let go. Tonight, all night, I'm a roll. Even if I'm alone, sex with me so amazing.
I was good on my own, that's the way it was. That's the way it was. You was good on the low for a faded fuss. On some faded love. Shit, what the fuck you complaining for? Feeling jaded up. Used to trip off that shit I was kicking to you. Had some fun on the run, though I'll give it to you for baby. Don't get it twisted. You was just another nigga on the hit list. Tryna fix any issues with a bad bitch. Didn't they tell you that I was a savage? Fuck your white horse in a carriage that you never could imagine. Never thought you could have it. You need me. Ooh, you need me. For love or give a love. Now you had to come.
I want all my people around me. one, there's enough for two. It starts with me and it starts with you. It's complicated, but it's simple too. Just like patience, sharing is a virtue. Show folks where you stand. Lend a hand when you can to your fellow man. Over plan for the day when you can't work the way you used to.
I want all my people on.
For my brother, what I want for myself. I want for my sis, what I want for my mother. Was an undercover thugger trying to get to the wealth, to the thug. Life put my brother undercover. Now one of us gotta be around for the love of her. Turn my life around and what's real love to others. I'm the one serving you facts, was the one serving you butters. Please be mindful with some Judas to the mother.
Let's go. All my people, listen, God.